Out of sight, man. Out of sight. That is from... That is from the... oh, look, there's a, we've got something planned tonight that I think you're going to enjoy. It's kind of a holiday thing. It's also because we've had a lot going on business-wise this week. And I did not have ample time yesterday. I had all kinds of business I had to attend to with the hiring of a new accountant. I know it sounds, you know, it sounds real heavy and, yeah, sure, Phil. But seriously, because I sure as fuck am not going to be the accountant for this company, so forget it. Because that means automatic jail. Make Phil Hendry your accountant, make me my own accountant, automatic jail. Yeah. So, somebody said to me, what about the best of YouTube? I said, what do you mean the best of YouTube? You've got all these clips on YouTube that many people have never seen and many people have never heard. I mean, we got, you know, close to 10,000 subscribers, which we want to get to that 10,000 subscriber thing, man, because that's gold, baby. When we get to the 10,000 subscriber thing, all bets are off, man. We're fucking flush because they let you take over the studios. You can do anything you want. Man, you can hear, you're picking up shit from Mars, man. So, so what we want to do is, we're going to do tonight on the show, you just saw one of them, Elcott, which was the, that was produced by Fonz Faluta, you know, whose real name is like, I know who his real name is and I forgot, but great guy, he's a listener of our show, and I just love him, and that little clip that he did for us is so phenomenal. I wish I had the, I wish I had my own little puppet ensemble, you know, like there's Muppets. I'd like to do the Hendriots or something, whatever, the Philpits or something. But the Philionettes, the it doesn't work. So what I'm going to do, and you can see that I'm running one here. Well, we're going to put together tonight a show of the best of YouTube show, the General Tires Pokemon. So you can see that there's these clips just run consecutive, one after the other. And my thought was we would then, you know, introduce each clip. We wouldn't just run them, you know, one after the other like that. But we could, and then, but give them a little intro in between. Now that's my thought, and we'll see. Now, what in the fuck am I looking at here, man? Is this the second half of Leeds United and Aston Villa? So I'm watching this game because you know I'm weird and I watch soccer, and you hate it and you hate me for it, and I understand. I don't know why. I just need it. I need a break. I don't know. Call me a communist, whatever you want to call me. And I saw the most incredible game on Sunday. It was Bournemouth hosting Liverpool. It was an amazing game because Bournemouth is a little tiny town, and like I told you guys, it would be as if every single baseball team in America had a shot at being in the World Series. You just had to win enough games in your league, and then you step up to a higher league and keep stepping up to a higher league until you make it to the major leagues. So conceivably, if we did this in baseball in America, Reno could win the World Series. You know, Cedar Falls could win the World Series. You know, little tiny towns like that. Bournemouth is a coastal town in England. It's on the southern coast of the Channel Coast. It's down a little ways from Southampton, which is, I think, a bigger seaport kind of a city. But anyway, and there's Bournemouth. It's kind of a tourist place. And they have they got a topless bar there called For Your Eyes Only, where a couple of the English national team guys got in trouble because they were seen there after, whatever. So, point being, they played this game against Liverpool, one of the top teams in the Premier League. Bournemouth is in the Premier League. They made their way all the way up from like League Two and below. They were in what was called the Conference. And they got all over there, and now here they are. They're the second year in the Premier League. They're doing well, and they're a beloved team. They come out against Liverpool at home. Liverpool is like in third or second place in the Premier League. Good fucking team. and beat them 4-3 in extra time, meaning it's not necessarily overtime, but they add on. Instead of stopping the clock for every fucking injury, every, you know, what they do is they add it on at the end of the game. So all the stoppage time, as they say, is they don't stop the clock when the guy is on the ground with the injury. They just keep the clock running, and then they add the time at the end of the 90 minutes. And they were in what was called stoppage time. The game was tied 3-3 after this incredible comeback by Bournemouth. And then in stoppage time, and Liverpool had gone out in front 2-0, and then, or 2-0, and then they, or 0-2, technically, and then they went ahead 3-1. They come back, they score, and then they tie. And I saw a picture. I hadn't seen it, but watched the game because I wanted to see the last goal again. So I'm looking at it, and they had this shot, and it was behind the goal where Bournemouth would eventually score. And everybody's running around the team. You know, it's very exciting. And behind the goal is the handicap section where the handicapped people sit. You know, you'll see the wheelchairs and so forth. And there was a woman on a stretcher or gurney or some kind of a bed. And her head was turned. And next to her, his head close to her face, was a man. And the first thing I thought of was a coma of some kind, because she's not watching the game because she can't. But her head's turned toward this man, and I'm thinking, is he telling her what's going on? Is she conscious? Is he speaking to an unconscious woman? I had no idea. And I was so moved by it that I stopped the DDR, the recording, and took still pictures of the screen of the woman and the man, and tried to somehow, you know, make it as clear as I could. And I posted it on Twitter, and I also posted it on Facebook. But I haven't had the guts to read any of the messages. Isn't that stupid? Because I'm afraid of what maybe some people will criticize me for doing that. I eventually did pull the tweet off of Twitter. And I don't know why I did that. I left it on Facebook, but I pulled it off of Twitter because maybe it's because it seemed incongruous. It seemed out of place. It looked as if I was being exploitive. So I took it off of Twitter, but I left it on Facebook because Facebook's a different environment. Somehow it seemed like it was right for Facebook, you know. But I don't know. I don't know. I was really moved by that image of that man and that woman. I just felt like maybe they needed to be seen. You know what I mean? People needed to see them. To see that love. It happens all over the world, every day, among people. Now, why is that moment? Why is that man and that woman and that instance of that love and that kindness and that selflessness, why can't that be bigger and broader? And why can't it somehow be the environment we all live in all the time? Why do we have to search for it on a paused video? Look for it in a crowd somewhere. Send out the very best journalists we have to go seek out instances of real love. Real love, man. Not anything, obviously, from the movies or the back of a Hallmark card, but and nothing that's pretty. You know, it's not pretty. There's nothing glamorous, glorious, good-smelling about it. You know, flowers and perfume and a weekend in Paris. No, there's none of that's there. I don't know who they were. They might be brother and sister. They might be caretaker and patient. I don't know. But I could see him with this. Her face was looking at him like this. She's all bundled up. She had the blanket area because it's fucking cold as shit. You could tell it's cold as hell. Everybody was in sweaters. And this is on the south coast of England, so, you know, it's a little bit warmer there than it is, you know, north. But anyway, she's all bundled up and everything, and there he was leaning into her like this. Her face is about here, and he's like this. And he's looking. I could tell he was talking to her. And, you know, it ain't like I see that every day, and you got to be honest with me. You don't see it every day either. Some people may say, well, you know, Phil, I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't see it every day. If you do, then you need to find out where we can all get a little bit of that, man, and spread that shit around a little bit, because we don't see that. We don't see it. Unless you're, no, you're somebody who works in a hospital, what have you, but we don't see people stopping and taking a big chunk of their lives and devoting it to a person who needs everything, every kind of caretaking, feeding, movement, entertainment, completely dependent. And there are people that'll help them, you know. I know that there are, and God knows there's enough motherfuckers in this world who would dish out pain to a person like that. I mean, believe it or not, I mean, we have such sadistic animals in our, shouldn't call them animal at all. I love animals. Animals are wonderfully pure and natural and normal. No, this is like an abnormal people, but I didn't see that. I saw a man who, you know, was taking care of her. So anyway, that was my thing. Now what I'm doing here is I'm going through all these videos, and I'm going to start with Elcott and let it trigger on all the way on down. And I will host this. I will host this. So I'll tell you what we have here is, you know, like there you'll see Elcott.
And good morning. See? From the Elcott Redeemery in Wampaw, New York, I'm Ed Elcott, or if you will, Dr. Ed Elcott. Some people
all right, call so me I, and I will show it. Maybe I'll split screen it like this.
During these proceedings,
I don't think so.
And these semi-rituals,
I think it's irritating.
Then you refer to me as Dr. Ed Elcott. I would appreciate
okay,
that very
Doc,
much.
Whatever you say. So we'll do that. And then, how do we do this? We go like that? Yeah, then Robert's candy problem. Here we go.
Yeah, but I turned out all right. I'm managing the gas stations now.
You turned out all right. You know, finally you turned out all right. You started out a big, the dead weight, you know, laying around here watching Animal Planet, getting off on eating the Pez dispensers, laying on the couch. I never told Mr. Henry all the things you did. Laying on the couch all day long.
Oh, come on, honey.
No. Laying on the couch all day long eating Pez.
Right, so that's kind of what I have in mind. And I think it'll work, and I think it'll be fun because the only thing is I don't know how many of these we have. So that having been said, I will determine
what we're talking about, you know.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when we sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Enjoy. Oh, wait a minute. That's, I forgot. The wheel is, you know, the horn. Comedy horn. Comedy horn number 891. When the guy gets shot and then leans into the horn, I don't know, it sounds fucked. But it's always cracked me up. Bad. Bad, Phil. Cut it out, Mr. Henry. Stop it. How much time we got in this piece of shit? Anyway, let me look. When we sorted out Elfie. What? Oh, 22. Okay, good. So that was my thought. And I thunk it. And there you go. Now, one thing I do have to find here before we get the proceedings going. Tomorrow's Thursday, so I have to do Helix, and I have Helix Wear. God damn it, I still got that thing. I got it. You wouldn't believe this shit. Where's Helix, man? I just was reading the motherfucker. Where is it? Just had it. I was reading it. God damn it. Is that? What are you doing, Henry? All right, there. Now all I need is my movement spot. Are we meant to take more than right on. I got it, man. We'll do Nature Box tomorrow. Or Friday. Believers can believe in. I believe in love. Alfie. Without true love, it's just a game. Alfie. I don't remember the rest of the lyrics. I know I'm being sappy here, but it was all because of those people I saw. There was a cool game on TV right now, and they're in the snow. Oh, it's a highlight. Okay, it was a highlight of an NFL game, and it was fucking snowing. I remember I went to I went to the Bears and Packers years ago with the two middle boys, and it was December. It was Green Bay and Chicago, and I'm thinking, this is going to be great. It's got to snow. Nope, didn't snow. The only thing bad about the game is it didn't snow. Packers won, and there were all these Packer legends that were there at the hotel. There's a Holiday Inn. It was a Holiday Inn down the street from Lambeau Field. Willie Davis was there in a wheelchair. Max McGee was there. Paul Hornung, I think. Was Paul Hornung? No. Max McGee, Willie Davis, Bart Starr, I think Max... I said Max McGee. Paul Hornung. These are just the guys we saw. And Max McGee was in the elevator. And as we were coming out, I did this totally corny damn thing. The kids are there, and I said, Mr. McGee, you know, here to see the game? He was polite. I said, this man came off the bench in Super Bowl I and caught, I don't know how many passes, pivotal passes. And I didn't say anything about him being hungover, hanging out with stewardesses or flight attendants the night before, which is exactly what he'd done. And he said, got myself a bourbon commercial off of that game, which was his way of saying, I know what you're saying. The kids are all just like that. I believe in love. It was a hell of a good time. Let's see. You're nothing, Alfie. Well, I don't see any reason why we should just not start this motherfucker. So what I'm going to do is get some music ready so we can start the show. Let me see. This is it. Nah, fuck it. Here, I get some Wait, I got some old top of the show things here. Jesus, why is this stuff so low level, man? Get this shit, crank this motherfucker up, motherfucker, okay? Famous felon show.
Oh, I love this. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Here we go. This is going to be a lot of fucking editing, too.